Thunder Bay. With temperatures about to start dropping, the community is being asked once again to lend a hand to help keep those most vulnerable warm this winter season. On Monday, the Thunder Bay Shelter House, along with Gear Up for Outdoors, Precious Bundles, and Grace Place launched the annual Spread the Warmth Coat Drive. Now in its 16th year, the Spread the Warmth campaign is seeking gently used winter clothing donations that will be distributed to clients of Shelter House, Grace Place, and the Precious Bundles Children's Clothing Assistance Program. Cal Rankin, executive director of Thunder Bay Shelter House, said more than 1,000 coats were distributed last year, and they are hoping to reach that number again this year. "There is a great need to keep people warm," he said, adding that people experiencing homelessness often have limited options when it comes to proper winter clothing. "They are limited with what they can carry on their person, so many don't have a change of clothes as the season changes," he said. "And having good, warm clothes is really essential to keeping them warm and healthy. We don't want anyone to freeze." Several changes to the campaign were instituted in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and several safety protocols will continue this year, including contactless drop-offs, the requirement that all clothing items be washed and clean, and each coat be stored in an individual clear plastic bag. Jackets and coats for adult men and women and children are being sought. Donations should be marked with a gender and size on the bag. Donations can be made at the right side entrance of Gear Up for Outdoors. Those participating can enter a draw for one of 6 $100 gift cards to the keg. Donations are being accepted from October 3rd to December 16th. "It's really quite remarkable that Gear Up for Outdoors has been able to do this for us. We have been partners since the beginning in this event, and we certainly appreciate it," Rankin said. "We distribute a large number of coats every year. The community has already supported this, and we hope there won't be any change this year and they will donate some of their clothes and pass them on to us."